Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Hector Ray Today. Hopefully, these last few series of the podcast have given you some energy and have helped you think about the words that we're using every day, but giving them a little more meaning. I keep saying to you that we keep getting up on this helicopter and look down at these great words like hope and smart, smarter, action. Today, we're going to discuss the word trust. Trust is a very powerful word. It's something sometimes that we don't really respect the word, because one of the biggest problems and the biggest problems we have around us and even in society and even in the everything that's going on in the world today, it's because of lack of trust. Trust goes along with the word leadership. So today I'm going to talk about trust, and I'm going to break this down the same way that I've done it in other podcasts. And if you noticed, trust starts with a T and it ends with a T. So in the middle of the word trust is the R, the U, and the S. So whenever I meet someone, or wherever I encounter someone, or I go into my classes on the first day, if you will, for example, I tend to give you my trust, and hopefully you accept my trust, and that we are going to trust each other throughout the semester, for example. So you get that first T. That first T is almost a given. It's almost like I believe that I can trust you. But then when the clock kind of begins, or when the class begins, or when you meet someone and you go on to that next step of the relationship, then the R, the U, and the S take over. And the R is very simple. When you trust somebody, they should be reliable. There should be someone or someone you can count on. Someone that has integrity, they have character. They provide you with the feeling that you can trust them, because they're going to do what they say they're going to do. So trust begins with a T. The R is for reliability. Can the person be reliable? Can you count on that person? And then the S is for sincerity. Can that person be sincere? Even though I may not want to hear what they're going to say, but they're going to be sincere with me. And I'm going to trust that what they're telling me is the truth. And the most important kind of trust, or the best kind of trust there is the one that's called the U trust. The U trust is unconditional trust. And that's the best kind. That's the best one. That's the best kind of trust that you want on your team, that you want to have with individuals, whether it's your relationship, personal relationship, or company relationship, organizational relationship. And then, of course, at the end of the word trust, there's another T there. But as you're going through this relationship, or as you're going through the day and your organization and in your company, you want to make sure that obviously that the people you're working with are reliable, and then the people you're working with are sincere, and then you can give them that unconditional trust. Again, that's the best kind of trust. So you cannot have unconditional trust if you have maybe one day they're reliable, one day they're not reliable, one day they're sincere, one day they're not sincere. That doesn't happen like that. You don't get the T at the end of trust if you're not consistently reliable, if you're not consistently sincere. So if you break the R or you break the S, you're not going to get that U. You're not going to get the unconditional trust. You're going to get something that's called conditional trust, which says, I only trust you if you do X, Y, and Z, which is the worst kind of trust, because then you have to watch everybody and you got to constantly be micromanaging and hovering over people to see if they do what they say they were going to do. So if I trust you, I believe you're reliable. I believe you're sincere. I give you that unconditional trust. And then you get the T at the end of trust. That means I trust you. And guess what? Now it starts all over again. Now it continues to be, are you still reliable? Are you still sincere? Is it still going to be unconditional trust, or does it have to be conditions now put in behind the trust? Just remember that when you trust someone, things speed up. When you don't trust someone or you don't trust your team, things slow down. And that's a big problem that companies have today, that we have that trust gets broken, that reliability, that sincerity gets broken, and now things slow down, and that is detrimental for any type of organization or even in your personal relationship. So think about trust as I give you the trust, then I think hopefully you're reliable to me, you're sincere with me, I can give you that unconditional trust, which is the best kind, and then you get that T, which says I trust you again. But good news, bad news, it starts all over again until you break it. When you break it, then obviously it's not unconditional anymore. Now it becomes conditional trust. Think about that. I want you to rehearse your future with all these words. If you notice so far on these podcasts that rehearse your future is the theme, that means that you have to do today what you want to do tomorrow. You got to start on it today so you can start to see it tomorrow. That's Hector Ray today. Hopefully I'll see you back here again with my next podcast. Talk to you soon.